Welcome to the Elevation Church Podcast. In this special Crash the Chatterbox edition, Dr. Sheila Walsh, a dynamic Bible teacher and best-selling author, talks with Pastor Stephen about fighting the chatterbox as a Christian author and mother.
I just spent the last 4 weeks kind of in bed with pneumonia and the flu, and somehow when you're down physically, that's when the chatterbox gets so amped up in my life, in my mind and my heart, and I begin to hear things that I've heard all my life. You know what? You're not good enough. Why do you keep trying to do this? There's other people out there who can do this better. Why don't you just quit, Sheila? You know, and all these horrible things that just go over and over in my mind, and as I'm trying to sit down and prepare a message, I'm thinking, I can't do this. I can't do this. And when I hear that, what I have to do is go back to, like, I was listening to the guy you were just interviewing. He is amazing. Yeah. I mean, I love everything he has. Yeah, he is a beast. But what I have to do is remind myself that there's some truth to what the chatterbox says, but the chatterbox has missed the whole blooming point, and that is that I'm not that strong in my own. I'm not that competent, but that's the glorious good news of the gospel. I don't have to be, because I look at, like, Philippians 1:6 says this, you know, that, and I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it's finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. So when the chatterbox tells me, you know what, you're disappointing, I feel like saying to him, you've no idea how disappointing I am. But here's the great news. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because God is crazy about me, and he's promised to finish the work he started.
Oh, I love that, Sheila. Awesome. You know, what you just said is so true. If we talk, like, most of the time, I think we need to deflect the chatterbox talk. Maybe we need to even, you know, walk away with it, replace it with truth. But sometimes we got to speak it right back to the chatterbox. Like, you know, you think I'm disappointing? You're absolutely right. Sometimes I am disappointing. And speak it right back. Somebody told me yesterday that the best way to get a permanent marker, like if you take a whiteboard and you put permanent marker on it, the best way to get it off is with permanent marker. Like, permanent marker removes permanent marker.
Interesting.
And that made me think of this, you know, what she just said. It's like, you have no idea how disappointing
I am. Fight chatter with chatter.
Fight the chatter with some chatter. But hey, Sheila, let me ask you, do you ever get the chatterbox feelings as a mom?
I don't, I mean, for the record.
Now, let me just ask Sheila over this question, because we've had some interesting conversations. Yeah. You know, we're both moms of teenagers, so go ahead, girl.
Well, I mean, literally 10 minutes ago, I had to really let my son down. We had planned on him taking the school trip. You know, it's a scuba trip. They're going to the Cayman Islands. It's going to be great. And Christian was like, you know, are you sure we can afford it, Mom? And I'm like, yeah, we can. And then, you know, Barry and I have been looking at the way we've handled our finances recently, and we have not done a great job. And it's one of the things that God is really speaking to us about. But come on, you know, let's not give any of your life to people who don't know anything about. Make sure that, you know, that you keep everything under my tent. And so I had to sit down just 10 minutes ago with Christian and say, babe, I'm really sorry, but you can't go on this trip. And the thing that was actually hard for me was how kind he was. He was like, you know what, Mom, it's okay, it's cool, I understand. It would actually have been easier for me if Christian had said, Mom, you're a total jerk. Right. You're the one that told me I could do this. But somehow his kindness in it all kind of undoes me. And then I feel again, like, you know, why did you say he could if you knew he couldn't? And it's just, you know, I think every mother gets that, you know, what could I have done that would have been differently? How could I have, if I replay that moment over again, how could I have approached it differently? But the bottom line is, I talk to Christian about this all the time. Christian, I will never be the hero of my story. Christ is always the hero of my story. He'll be the hero of yours. And we just get to kind of keep walking up beside him and saying, you know, Lord, I did it again, you know, oops, you know, and thank you that you love me.
And I think, you know, that may be, if there is a good part to the chatterbox, you may have just identified it. And that is that for our kids, if the chatterbox told you were a failure in that moment, and, but you used what that was meant for evil, you used it for good, because you went to your son and said, you know, I think I might have failed you in that moment, or whatever the dialogue was. But I think it's really important for our kids to see us not as perfect parents. They need to see us model good behavior, great, that's awesome. But they also need to see, what does it look like when I mess up? Because the reality is, they're going to mess up. Yeah. And if we never show them how to handle messing up, then they're going to think that they're just completely messed up, that they had perfect parents and somehow they just missed the boat. And so yeah. I love that, you know, if there is a good part of the Chatterbox, it is to remind us to go back and apologize, or to say I'm sorry, or to show somebody else, you know, hey, this is how you handle this.
Let me ask something on a personal level, Sheila, because you're releasing a book today, but you've sold over 4 million books now. And this is what number book for you? It would be
20-something. 20-something. Sure.
And Lisa has released so many books as well, but we talk about this a lot. What kind of chatter do you hear on release day of your book? You've written it, you're putting it out there to the world. I'm releasing a book today. I cope with my chatter by just getting on for 8 hours and talking nonstop so I don't have to think about it. Talking to guests, making them talk about their issues so I don't sit around all day looking at Amazon trying to figure out if anybody's going to like this book or if it's going to help anybody. What's it like for you today at this point in your ministry?
Well, it's so funny because my husband, Barry, is the opposite. You know, Lisa knows Barry. He's been on Amazon for the last 3 weeks, seeing if anybody's pre-ordered it. Right. I mean, and I can't, and as far as the reviews, the book I had before was called God Loves Broken People and Those Who Pretend They're Not. And I decided to read a review, and the reviewer said, it's a good job that God loves broken people because this is one broke book.
My God.
And I mean, that's all I needed. I was like, I knew it. I knew
Hallelujah.
It. So I don't, you know, on days like this, here's what I did. I've got like maybe 12 books that the book company sent to me. And so I sat down with envelopes and I thought, Lord, what are the 12 people I should send these to? And as names came to my mind, I signed the book and I put it on an envelope and I went to the post office and I mailed each one just praying, God, would you do what only you can do with this book? Because I have to concentrate on why I did it in the beginning. The passion that was burning in my heart for God's daughters, not to be led by what they feel, but led by who they are. So that's what I did today.
Yeah, I think it's like for me, the idea of performance auditioning, it's a very tricky thing for me because you want to measure the results of what you're doing. You want to measure the effectiveness of what you're doing. But yet if you get too far into that performance and you start evaluating it based out of a place of worth, you know, you won't have any footing I look at it in some ways in my own life. If I've got my props from God to know that I'm good with him, then I can receive the feedback, good and bad. I can, you know, ignore some of it, use some of it, but it doesn't seem to rock me. It seems like when I'm depleted of hearing God's voice, when I'm depleted, I haven't exposed myself to what he said, and I'm not really tuned into that frequency. That's when the chatter is damaging. It's almost like the chatter only has the room to occupy that I give it by leaving space where I haven't engaged God. Do you feel that's true?
Yeah, that is brilliant. And to me, too, I try and separate myself from the word that our culture uses, which is deserve, to the word that Scripture uses, which is worthy. I mean, if you listen to how many times in commercials you're told you deserve to look like you're 25, you deserve to drive this car, and that's a load of baloney. We don't deserve any of that. Mm-hmm. But the difference is that Christ makes us worthy. And that's something that you can rest your soul on that. I mean, you can stand tall knowing that you've been made worthy. And then when you've been made worthy, you can fall. You can fail. And that's something I've always said to Christian baby, never be afraid to fail. Just don't be afraid to try. Mm-hmm. And I think if you think you deserve it and then it doesn't work, you think, well, what did I do wrong? Yeah. But if you know that internally you've been made worthy because of Christ, then you know you can write a couple of bad books and get back up and start again.
Thank you for listening to this special clip. For more bonus content from Pastor Stephen Furtick and Elevation Church, be sure to subscribe to the Elevation Church podcast.